Next stop in our quest for robot-proof jobs, Ohio. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The White House is putting trade front and center of its jobs policy. Just last week, China, under pressure from the president, agreed to open talks about improving its trading relationship with the U.S. But when it comes to the issues facing the American workforce, technology, not trade, may be the bigger challenge. By one estimate, $2.7 trillion in American wages is for work that could easily be done by robots, software, and machines. This week, our David Brancaccio is driving across the Midwest in search of resilient jobs, the ones that stand a decent chance against automation in the workforce. Yesterday, Pennsylvania. Today, Ohio.
I've come to the famous conservatory in Oberlin, Ohio, to meet a guy with a job that the data suggest is immune to the robots. Tom Lopez is a composer. A choreographer in California sent a video of a rehearsal. Tom's job, create the score from the cues in the recording.
That yellow sort of rectangular blob is a couch. It's a household item that normally people sit on, and it's strange that it's tipped over like that. So why did that happen?
Tom, a human composer, not some algorithm, parses the stage props in the video. A dancer also wears a yellow kitchen glove, which the composer connects to a theme of household drudgery, inspiring this part of the score. The fanciest computer visualization system on the planet will not, I repeat, not make connections like that.
I like working with patterns, but what makes music interesting and attractive, I think, to most audiences are the slight variations from the pattern. It's where you break the pattern and break the mold.
And decide whether that new sound is any good. Computers are clueless at judging artistic merit. That has not stopped some scientists from creating an artificial intelligence that tries. And even if computers end up composing telephone-on-hold music, technology may not take composer jobs away. Tom finds it's creating more.
There are new opportunities in composing and music technology that didn't exist 10 years ago. Everything online. Computer games.
This is one of the strongest arguments for those who hope this blast of technology hitting the workforce now will all work out for the best. Tech can create further opportunity for those with the skills and the education to take advantage. That's Tom playing the ARP 2600, the synth that made the R2-D2 sounds in Star Wars, by the way. My colleague, Katie Long, has the data on this job from an automation study by the McKinsey Global Institute.
Music directors and composers, 0% automation potential. Total in the workforce, 23,000 nationwide.
Less than an hour away, I get bundled into a police car. The back seat, no escape.
You can leave me in here for forever. It'd be awesome.
A ride along with Bronson Lilo, an officer with the Sandusky, Ohio PD. Automation loves routine, and Officer Lilo's work is very seldom routine. Robots like controlled environments, and robots don't like flexibility, for instance, on a traffic stop.
Sometimes when you talk to people, maybe, you know, they just experience a loss in their family, or maybe something serious is going on, and they're, you know, going a little above the speed limit because they need to get back to their house and make sure everyone's okay. Like, there's a time and a place to write a ticket.
So, police and sheriff's officers, automation potential?
A low 19%. Listen to how many nationwide, though, 635,000 positions.
This data considers only present technology, yet automation continues to evolve. Are we ready for a robocop, if that becomes possible? Experts say one important limit to technology in the workplace is social acceptability. Tomorrow to Michigan to find a robot-proof teacher. From the road, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
Think you know which jobs are the most and least vulnerable to automation? Head over to marketplace.org/robotproof to take a quiz and see what percent of your job could be robotized. Now, let's do the numbers. Asian markets closed mixed today, with Japan's Nikkei down about 50 points, almost 0.3%. The Shanghai Composite Index ended the trading day there, up 0.6%, about 20 points. European markets are mixed at the moment. The German DAX is down slightly. London's FTSE 100 is up about 46 points, about 0.6%. Ahead of the market open in the U.S., Dow and S&P futures are mostly flat. The Japanese industrial giant Toshiba has warned about its future as a going concern as it published its overdue financial results. The company reported a loss approaching $5 billion in the last months of 2016 due to problems at the U.S. nuclear power business it owns, Westinghouse. BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker filed this for us.
The publication of Toshiba's financial results has twice been postponed as it struggled to assess the financial damage done by delays and cost overruns at the nuclear business in the US. It has finally managed to make an announcement, but those figures have not been approved by the company's auditors. That's thought to be unprecedented for a major Japanese company, and the speculation that it might lead to the shares being taken off the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Toshiba was already trying to recover from an accounting scandal in which its profits had been overstated by a total of $1 billion. The company's trying to reinforce its finances by selling assets, and it has received a new offer for its computer chip business from Foxconn, the Taiwanese firm best known as a contract manufacturer whose clients include Apple.
Andrew, thanks. Foxconn is reportedly offering up to $27 billion for that segment of Toshiba's business. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. Our engineer this week is Ben Tolliday. And I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.